And the pasuk continues, Perek Tes Zayin, pasuk Aleph. Vayisume Elim, and they traveled from Elim, Vayavoyu Kodas Bnei Yisrael, El Midbar Sin. And the whole assembly of the Bnei Yisrael came to Midbar Sin, Asher Bein Elim Uvein Sinai. It was between Elim and between Sinai. Bachamisha also Yoim Lachodesh Hasheni, on the 15th day of the second month, Litzesam Me'eretz Mitzrayim, to the time they went out of Mitzrayim, which means on the 15th day of the second month, which is Iyar, the Yidden came to Midbar Sin. And Rashi explains why specifically by this Chaniyah, by this encampment, does the Pasuk say the date when they reached Midbar Sin, as opposed to the other encampments where it does not say the date. Over here it says the 15th day of Iyar. And Rashi explains this is to tell us that the Yidden were able to eat 61 sudais, 61 meals from the matzahs that they took out of Mitzrayim. Since we see they went out of Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan, and now it was the 15th day of Iyar, and that was the time when the bread, when the matzahs ran out. So you have 16 days in Nisan plus 15 days in Iyar, which is 31 days. In 31 days, at two meals a day, it's 62 meals. But since the first meal, which was the night of the 15th, was still in Mitzrayim, so we do not count that meal. So without that meal, there are 61 meals from the time they went out of Mitzrayim until this point, and that was how long the matzahs that they took along with them lasted. That is the reason for saying this date, the 15th day. And the month came down on the next day, on the 16th day of Iyar, and that was on a Sunday. And the whole assembly of the Bnei Yisrael became complainers on Moshe and Aharon in the Midbar. It is interesting that over here in this pasuk we find the Bnei Yisrael became complainers and complained to Moshe and Aharon, as opposed to in the other times in this week's parsha, when the Yidden complained, we only find them complaining to Moshe, as we find in Perek Yudalef, pasuk Yud Aleph, when the Mitzrayim were chasing them and the Yidden were stuck by the Yamsuf. The pasuk says, "Vayomru el Moshe hamibli en kvarim." It just mentions Moshe; it does not mention Aharon. Also, in Perek Tesvav, pasuk Chavdalet, when they came to Mara and there was no water, the pasuk says, "Vayiloinu ha'om al Moshe." And further on in the parsha, we'll see later in Perek Yudzayin, pasuk Beis, when there was no water in Rephidim, the pasuk says, "Vayoref ha'om im Moshe." For some reason, the pasuk over here says that they complained to Moshe and to Aharon. And the pasuk continues, "Vayomru alehim bnei Yisrael." And the bnei Yisrael said to them, to Moshe and to Aharon, "Mi yutein musenu, halvai that we would have died, biyat Hashem, in the hand of Hashem, be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Mitzrayim. Halvai we would have died in Mitzrayim, biyat Hashem." What does it mean, Biyat Hashem? Chizkuni and Rashbam explain that it means that halavai we would have died a natural death in Mitzrayim rather than dying over here with hunger. The Mechilta says that it means halavai we would have died b'shloisha shemei afela, during the 3 days of darkness when 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died. Halavai we would have died then instead of dying now with hunger. Mi yitein musenu biyad Hashem beretz Mitzrayim. Halavai that we would have died in the hand of Hashem in the land of Mitzrayim. B'shifteinu al sir habosor, when over there we were sitting by a pot of meat. We had so much meat. B'achleinu lechem l'soiva, when we ate bread to our satisfaction. So the Yidden not only complained about bread, but they were asking also for meat. Ki yotzeisem oisonu el hamidbar hazeh, rather than taking us out to this desert, lahomis es kol hakohol hazeh barov, to kill this whole congregation with hunger. That was the complaint of the Bnei Yisrael. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Hineni mamtir lochem lechem min hashamayim, behold, I will rain down for you bread from the heavens. V'yotzo ha'om v'loktu, and the will be able to go out and gather. Dvar yom b'yomer, for that day on that day. They should only gather one day at a time. Leman anasenu, in order that I will test them. Hayelech b'soy rosi imloy, will they go in my Torah, in my laws of the month or not? Will they leave over for the next day or not? Will they go out on Shabbos to collect when they are not supposed to, or will they not? And it will be on the sixth day. And they will prepare what they brought. They will bring in the regular amounts. But when they bring it in and they prepare it, they will see. It will end up being double what they took every day. And Moshe and Aharon said, El Bnei Yisrael, El Kol Bnei Yisrael, to all of the Bnei Yisrael, Erev, in the evening, Vidatem, you will know, Ki Hashem Hoitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. In the evening, you will know that Hashem took you out of the land of Mitzrayim. Moshe and Aharon were saying, you, Klal Yisrael, just mentioned earlier that we, Moshe and Aharon, took you out. Like you said in Pasuk Gimel, Ki Hoitzesem Oisonu El HaMidbar Hazeh, that you, Moshe and Aharon, took us into this midbar. That is not true. In the evening, when Hashem will bring the slav, the birds, you will see that it is not us who took you out, but rather it is Hashem who took you out from the land of Mitzrayim. Ubaiker, and in the morning, Uri'isem es kevod Hashem, you will see the honor of Hashem. In the morning, He will bring the man, and the man will be given in a way of kavod. How was it in a way of kavod? Firstly, it was brought in the morning, when there is time to prepare it. And secondly, it will be displayed nicely, as if it was prepared in a box, kemunach bekufsa, because there will be dew on top and dew on bottom, as if it was boxed in between the dew. Why was the man given b'derach kavod, in a way of honor? Because the yidden ran out of bread, and a person cannot live without bread. Therefore, that was considered a she'ela kahigin. It was considered a proper request from Klal Yisrael, and that is why it was given in a nice way, in the morning, and kemunach bekufsa, as opposed to the meat, which the Yidden asked shaloi kahogin, improperly. Firstly, because they had plenty of animals. Second of all, a person does not need meat to live on. Therefore, that the meat was given at night, when it is not so convenient to prepare it. So, uvaykeru isem es kavod Hashem, in the morning you will get the man, and you will see the honor of Hashem. Bishamay es telunay sechem al Hashem, that he heard your complaints that are on Hashem. V'nachnu ma, in what way are we important? Kisalinu olenu, that you are causing others to complain against us. You are complaining and making a whole tumult, and through that, you are causing others, your children, your wives, and the Erevav, to complain against us. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, so Moshe is explaining in more detail what was just said in Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, B'seis Hashem lochem bo'erev boser lecho, when Hashem will give you in the evening meat to eat, v'lechem ba'boker l'spoya, and He will give you bread in the morning to be satisfied. As Rashi explains, the Torah is teaching us derech eretz, that boser is only lechol, a person only eats meat just to eat. But to become satisfied, that he eats lechem, lechem baboker l'sboya. B'shmoya Hashem estrunay seichem, Hashem heard your complaints, asher atem alinim olav, that you are causing others to complain against Him. V'nachnu ma, and who are we? Lo aleinu slunay seichem, not upon us are your complaints. Ki al Hashem, only on Hashem. So this pasuk, like we said earlier, pasuk ches, is going into more detail of what Moshe and Aharon said, erev idatem ki Hashem. The evening will be basar, and the morning will be lechem. And Moshe said to Aharon, Emor el kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, say to the whole assembly of the b'nei Yisrael, kirvu lefnei Hashem, come close before Hashem, come close to the place where the anon will come down, kishoma eslunay seichem, because He has heard your complaints. By he kedaber Aaron al kaladas bnei Israel, and it was when Aaron spoke to the whole assembly of the Yidden, by yifnu el hamidbar, and they turned to the midbar, behine kavod Hashem nira be'onon, and behold, the honor of Hashem appeared to the Onon.